Rye British Comedy.
Yes, that's definitely Power Rangers. For sure.
Well, Power Rangers is sitting at 50, so...
Again, why are you telling me things? What did I say? I said I avoided...
That doesn't
mean I avoided everything! Shut your face!
That is nothing about the movie.
Why am I yelling in a small car?
That is nothing about the movie.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah, life's at 88.
That doesn't surprise me, though.
It wouldn't be a trip if I didn't yell in a small car.
It has Hollywood stars in it, you know.
But, I mean, they only were promoting that in the last couple of weeks.
I'm gonna read what they say about Power Rangers to myself.
2 years. Well, I'm not saying anything because I have seen it all. Because I can't.
What's the consensus? Give me a consensus.
You know, I have been avoiding Facebook, all social media, coming up to today. Tomorrow, rather. And I don't want to hear anything, Jeremiah.
Jeremy, stop it.
I didn't say anything.
So stop.
I said nothing.
What I find interesting, and this is not spoiler talk, is how much the f**ks on Ranger Board are like losing their f**k over about what critics are saying. They're having like an in-depth discussion about like, what does this mean? It's like, shut up and go see the movie whenever it comes out.
And just have it make all the money, and that's it. So, like, it needs to make all the... Like, it needs to make all the money. Like, I mean, the marketing... No, like...
Does it need to make all the money if it's really bad?
Yes.
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 And you know why? Because if... It's not going to kill Power Rangers like everybody thinks it and keeps saying that, but it would help. Even if the movie sucks, if the movie does well, like, financially, that helps the overall franchise. That means comics keep going. That means maybe more extra stuff comes out that isn't the show. Because I talked to the writer today, not a spoiler, where he's like, oh yeah, like Saban has all kinds of ideas about where they like this, like how big they want to make this in terms of like either more sequels or comics, like tied into the movie or whatever. Like they want it to be big. So I'm like, come on.
And besides, there are many other franchises that have had a slew of bad movies.
Transformers.
And then they got a good movie. X-Men.
No, I was going to say, or Transformers movies, but then they got a bunch of good shows out of it. That's what happened to them.
Mm.
They got like, because Transformers Prime was like an Emmy-nominated show.
You know, so like, it needs to make, I mean, like the marketing budget alone.
Oh, it's been, I mean.
Alone.
Give them that, man. The marketing has been everywhere.
They've
been getting these people appearances on all the shows and
like real people shows.
Yeah, like
real people. Wendy Williams and like
Jimmy Kimmel and
like real people.
Like not like some cave shit or some internet show, you know, real.
But they've been doing the internet stuff too. Like
yeah,
like just yesterday, like a couple of days ago, it was like all these are like online properties that are just like, I mean, they're ads, totally.
Oh yeah,
but completely. But they're just like, oh look at this mashup that we did with this. Oh look at our like, you know, our skit, our you know, our bit or whatever, blah blah blah. Like their promotional team, I mean, it is above and beyond. Not saying they did anything for Power Rangers, but I'm just saying.
they've got bigger concerns.
So
it's like at this point, it's like, you know what, they're like, the hardcore fans are just gonna watch all this other extra, so we don't need to do anything specifically for them. I'm not agreeing with it, but that's probably what they're thinking about.
But yeah,
they know the hardcore fans are gonna see it. They don't need to market to us.
Oh no, not necessarily marketing to us, but like technically the Power Force is part of the marketing team that is for Saban. If people didn't know That's the real tea. So technically, we're part of the marketing team.
Yeah.
It just so happens that we just keep doing what we do normally.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I think that they need to think a little bit better about how you can use the diehard fans in your bigger marketing strategy.
Because probably.
There are things that we can also tap into that the regular media or the regular online celebrities or the personalities wouldn't be able to tap into. You know what I mean? Like, they have their niche, yeah. And I think they're important too. And please, like,
of course.
They're people that got like 5 billion subscribers on YouTube. Like, of course, use them. You know?
Well, it's also a matter of, isn't there something to be said for using the hardcore fans? I mean, obviously, you know, they have to say nice things about the movie, but using them to say, hey, like, hardcore fans love this movie, so that can then trickle down to the more casual fans who are like, oh, like people who like the show like the movie, you know, like there's a way to do that, to use the hard, but again, you like, they have to like it, because that's the problem is with the hardcore fans, they can be very difficult to control.
Well, that's the thing, because they could turn on a dime, brother, like, man, what?
Oh, best friend, they're your worst
enemy.
I mean, because I mean, for a lot of people, and I get this feeling, it's very, the show is very personal to them. Whereas, like, you know, online person or Wendy Williams, they're like, whatever, promotion, who cares? We'll ask them some fluff questions, right?
Yeah, but, you know, they did a good one inviting the Power Force to the premiere. That was
I'll give them that. So it's not all bad. It could be better, but it's not all bad. I thought it was delightful and great, personally, that one of the creators of Ninja Turtles linked one of my articles this morning.
Which article?
The one that was like, the Power Rangers movie director drew influence from both Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles.
He did?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he said in the interview, and this, again, not a spoiler, he said, I said, what were some of your specific memories about making the show? This is the director. And he said, he was like, oh, you know, he said, oh, I remember them, like, practicing karate, and I remember trying to do those moves as a kid, like, I was watching them to try to do what they did. And he said, and then when I came back to do the show, I watched both episodes of Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles, not because Turtles are going to be in the movie, but because I wanted to remember the feeling that those shows gave me, because he said he was a big fan of Ninja Turtles as a kid, too.
Oh, wait a minute. So how old is he? Jesus. Because every time he keeps saying a kid, I'm just like, watch, he be our age, Jeremy.
Oh,
watch.
He probably is.
Yeah, he probably is. He genuinely probably is.
And we're talking about old school Ninja Turtles, not Out of the Shadows, right?
Yeah. No. He's talking about 80s Turtles. Okay. He said with 80s Turtles, like, he watched it for a few years, got out of it, got into Power Rangers for a few years, got out of it. Still my favorite thing in the world, asking Ludi Lin. No, Ludi Lin asked me, he's like, oh, you're the guy from the press conference, you've seen every episode. I'm like, yeah.
Oh.
And he's like, what's your favorite episode? And just, I drew the first one that came out of my head. I'm like, Trolled by the Slice.
Yes.
And I'm like, Rangers get baked in the giant pizza. He's like, oh, that's weird. He's like, what season is that? I'm like, Turbo. He's like, oh, that's when I stopped watching the show.
You're not alone.
And I'm like, and I said, you know what? I'm like, you're not the only one, sir.
Yeah.
And interviewing the writer this morning was a really great experience because, like, okay, the little faux pas he did, which I thought was hilarious, because I just asked him as kind of a fun question at the end. I'm like, what do you think of the 95 Power Rangers movie? He's like, oh, yeah, the one, the Ivan and the Ooze.
Oh, my gosh. Like, the Ivan and the Ooze. The black and the gold.
The blue and the gold. Strikes.
The blue and the gold.
Strikes again.
Strikes again.
Never forget. And I'm like, no. And he's like confused which one. And then he's like, then I reminded him. He's like, yeah, you know, like, I had a niece at the time, and she loved that movie. Like, she couldn't get enough of that movie.
That is not a good movie.
And he was asking me about the production of the movie, and I told him, like, how there's, like, they shot all this crap for the movie that they weren't ever going to actually use. And he's like, wow, I didn't know it that at all. Really weird.
Ended up with some really great episodes for season two.
That's true.
Because they were stuck.
Yeah. For like 5 billion years.
He also accidentally called Dino Thunder Dino Force.
Yes, Dino Force Brave.
I don't blame him with all the forces that we have. So, but yeah.
It was a good conversation. He actually had some really good things to say. He said he's recording a DVD commentary with the director like next week.
Hey.
And the director said that he wants to have like 15 to 20 deleted scenes on the
Yes. Brave.
That's what I like.
So, there's some, and again, this isn't spoiler stuff, it's with any movie. Both the actors that I talked to, both Ludi and RJ, they said, they're like, oh yeah, like some stuff got cut out that we thought was really great, and we're really excited that you're going to get to see it. I'm like, hell yeah!
Nice.
RJ, man, what a character. Like, in a really great way.
Jake wants to know what we're doing.
Stuck in traffic,
forever.
Oh, but we're doing the Slaters. That's a thing we're doing, right?
Okay. It's gonna be a while.
It's
going to be a while. And he has to drive to Pasadena if that's going to be a thing. And he shouldn't be driving if he said he's been up that long, right?
Yeah, true.
Because to get... I mean, by the time we get to my place, it'll be fine. But, you know, whatever. I think... And going back on something, I think it's fascinating that Beauty and the Beast leaned so hard into nostalgia, right? Is that... Okay, have any of you seen it?
I have not seen it, no.
Just the cartoon.
Do you not want spoilers? Because I can talk about it without giving spoilers.
Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
You mean the new one?
Yeah.
Who gives a crap?
Okay.
How's it any different from the cartoon?
I mean, they changed a couple things, but nothing major. I thought it was interesting because the whole movie leans on nostalgia. Like, 80% of the movie is just basically the exact same thing as the animated movie, minus the good singing because Emma Watson was terrible.
Right.
As a friend of mine put it, my friend Milo, he said she was, because her voice was like T-Pain throughout the whole movie, incredibly auto-tuned. It's like, her voice was T-painful.
I'm loving it.
But the whole thing, like, rides on nostalgia, whereas, and you can just tell this by looking at the trailers of the movie, they're not doing the exact same thing, you know? It's a different take.
You mean the MNPR one?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's not, like, the same...
Right. I mean, off the bat, like, blue dude's black.
Yeah.
Like...
They're cussing.
Like, and they're cussing.
That's a strong-ass hologram. And, oh my god, no. Side note. I asked Ludi about, and this won't go into any of the interviews that I did, but I can say it anyway. I asked him, I'm like, yo, what was it like having one line in the first trailer? It's happening. What was that like for you? And he's like, you know, I'm not going to lie. Wish there was more of me in the first trailer. But you know what? I thought, but they're going to get more Zach later. So, you know, save the good stuff for later.
Zach Attack.
Yo, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Here's... I'm a dare the three people that are going to this premiere right here, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I dare one of y'all. Lights dim.
Done.
No.
Happening.
Say what?
Like, we're in the theater.
Lights down.
People gathering, sitting in their seats. Lights dim. Before the movie pops up, it's happening.
Okay. It's happening! It's happening. See, will other people get that? Well, God, because we, like, it's our thing.
That's the best part.
It's happening. Yeah.
It's happening.
I'm sorry, like, this is a premiere. Like, I'm afraid, like, some usher no, will someone, be like, excuse me, sir.
No, someone, you know, somebody's going to be dumb way. And it's going to, like, go, beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep. Oh, my gosh. Like, I hope that doesn't happen. But I'm a dare, y'all. Like,
someone's
going
to
yell,
it's going to be escorted out of the building.
No, you gotta yell. This movie's gonna be styling.
Oh, stop. Yo, where's this like carpool lane? Why?
No, this is the shortcut. We have to shortcut it.
Ghost in the Shell, there it is.
Where?
Let's go, right there.
Oh, God. We saw that trailer. It existed.
Was that one of them?
Yeah, that was one of the trailers. Yeah, the
I
one that was like Cinemark was like, XD.
You couldn't have noticed because you didn't see any Asians.
Also, so back to Beauty and the Beast. So that movie relies so intensely on nostalgia, whereas Power Rangers is very just kind of trying to do its own thing while referencing nostalgia. And I wonder, and clearly Beauty and the Beast made a gazillion dollars, and I worry it's like, Beauty and the Beast gives people exactly what they want, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Power Rangers is not doing the... Oh, I'm in the wrong lane. Rap! Power Rangers is not doing the exact same thing. And I worry that people are going to be like, oh, they don't do this, or they don't do that, you know?
So it's like, basically Fuller House and Girl Meets World.
Yes. Well, you talk about that, Jerry. You know about more
exactly,
because
Fuller House is the one that... It literally is just the exact same jokes from back in the day, same cast doing the same thing. Like, this could just be the next season of Full House. They could just pick up right where they left off.
They say have mercy.
Yes, Joey's still got his
dumb
puppet.
Jokes he with the puppet.
Got
yeah.
The puppet.
What?
Danny comes in, he tries to act all hip and young, but he's too busy being a clean freak. All that stuff. On the flip side, you have Girl Meets World, where it's like, yes, Corey and Topanga are still there, and yes, you see Sean once in a while. You know, other characters.
They show up for little bits here and there.
For special stuff. But for the most part, it's focusing completely on new kids. And they learn lessons that are similar to the lessons that Corey and Topanga learned back in the day. They have similar
updated
stuff. Yeah, but it's all updated. It's all current. And they go places that the original series never even went. Like, they talk about stuff that wasn't even an issue back in the day. Like, it feels like the original show, but it also
is entirely its own thing. And guess which one of those two shows is scoring all the ratings and getting all the renewals while the other one is getting canceled.
And that's the thing is, and you could make, and this is like a larger societal issue where I feel like in the world we live in today, a lot of people want the very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
They want the comfort exact, food. Yeah, they want the comfort food entertainment. It's why, you know, CBS exists, right? It's the same thing over and over. Did you hear Big Bang Theory got renewed for 2 more seasons?
Oh, yeah.
And the spinoff?
And the spinoff, young, because that's what we need.
Young.
What?
Young Sheldon. Sheldon.
Yes.
So wow. Just get Bazinga all in your life right
and
now.
And that's the thing, right, where they said in the, was it the first or second trailer where they said it's Morphin Time? They said in the first trailer, right?
Yeah. In one of them trailers. Yeah.
You go,
make a
sir.
Decision.
All right. Clearly, the person turning left gets to go first.
So I'm interested if people will be able to, as much as people like to complain and moan about how, oh, you know, every it's doing the same thing over and over and over again. I think the Power Rangers movie is trying to do something new. You know, again, we'll see once we see it. Mm-hmm. But I'm acting like I haven't seen it and I already have. But it's...
Yeah, just rub it in, why don't ya? Uh-huh.
You guys are going to see it soon anyway. Is that I'm interested to see if people will be able to, you know, live up to that and be like, oh, this was different. Like, I think it was interesting because I don't know if you were recording when we were talking about this, but Tristan and I just saw Kong Skull Island. And it's not a spoiler to say that it's not like any of the other Kong movies. There's no Empire State sequence, you know. There's a lot of the things that you would expect out of, like, the King Kong movie, like how Peter Jackson's movie was very much kind of the same thing but longer. This is like, no, 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 we're doing our own thing. And I think that that's what Power Rangers as a movie is going for. And I slightly worry that people will be like, this isn't the exact same thing that I remember. Why aren't they going Mastodon Lion Thunderzord power, you know? One. Wrong season.
I know, right? Like,
doesn't stop the JLA comic.
Wait, what do you mean?
Because they're using the original Zord with Zed.
Oh, that's right. God. Because it's the most recognizable universe, basically.
Yep.
And that's just interesting to me, and we can talk about it more once we've all seen the movie, but I'm very interested to see if nostalgia is going to hurt or help this movie. In some ways it will, obviously. It's playing on nostalgia, but it's playing on it in different ways.
Because just like we talk about with the fans, it's the same with the adults, where they're just sitting there like, where's my diamond chest? Where's my spandex?
There will be some people, some casual people, like, it's not as cheesy as I wanted.
Yeah.
Or then some people will be like, it's not as serious as I wanted. And that's the, like, people weirdly, and I talk to a lot of people who are very casual fans, and I've been doing this in the lead up to the movie, just as kind of a thought experiment for myself, is that what people kind of expect out of Power Rangers, and it's so different for every single person.
Mm-hmm.
It's never the same answer. It's never the same, like, oh, I want this, or, you know, I want to see this, that, or the other thing. It's always something different for every single person.
Red is green, not gonna see it.
Mm-hmm. I had someone say that to me. I thought, like...
What?
Yeah, someone said she looked too different.
What?
Yeah, legitimately.
She looks better?
I need them cone boobs.
I mean,
if it's not what I remember, it's
she
bad.
She looks better? Like, if she looked worse, fine. Okay, yeah, whatevs. But, like, I mean, even still, I'm just like, that's your deal breaker? Is Rita?
It's so weird what triggers fans.
I mean, there's people who say that about, like, X-Men. Like, oh, you're not in...
You're on bright yellow.
Hey, bub. I need my yellow spandex, bub.
That's still my favorite line from the first X-Men movie. What would you prefer, bright yellow and blue spandex?
Oh, you didn't the line about lightning?
No, it's so good. You don't have to. Wasn't that one of only, like, one line of, like, Josh Whedon's that made it into that movie?
Oh, my God.
It's not bad.
It's a great line. It's
the
a great
lies
line.
You tell, Tristan.
That line is amazing. Oh. Amazing. It's also... I am so fascinated to see what... Because, you know, critics are going to say whatever. I think Power Rangers is an easy... It's so easy for critics to just bash it. Because it's a joke. I remember reading somebody's review of Iron Fist.
Is that Islands?
It's Islands.
Is that the same Islands?
No, it's a different
Islands. No, but it's Islands. We can go to Islands.
Stop it.
No, we've decided. Slater's is happening.
Yeah, so, like, we're kind of hungry. If you're, like, hearing us talk about food, it is the same islands. Dude, it is!
No, it can't be. This is the middle of nowhere.
This is
I'm not saying it's the same islands, but it's the chain.
No,
yeah. Well, duh, guys. Well, like, really? Dirt. Like, I kind of know California a little bit better than that.
What?
For dirt.
Lies.
Oh, I haven't said for dirt in a while.
For dirt.
Oh, my gosh.
What was I saying about the movie? No, yeah, like somebody's review of Iron Fist this weekend was like, man, these like, you know, these fights make Power Rangers look great. I'm like, what? One, what are you saying? Two, Power Rangers had good fights in it, especially the early stuff when they were really, you know, going for it. And it's so, but people have this idea of Power Rangers in their mind and they're not going to let it go. Like, they're not going to open their mind to see this new movie. And I get it. Movie critics, no. It's not their job to be open about every single thing ever. It's not like every movie critic who goes to watch Chips is going to rewatch every episode of the OG series.
Or a single one.
Yeah, exactly. Or they're not even going to rewatch.
But you know what? It's not their responsibility. It's our responsibility to be like, listen, this is the... No, I'm dead serious. This is the... Through the lens of somebody who has watched... either all the episodes, most of the episodes, even, you know, a few seasons that we might like or whatever. But this is something like, this is why you're going to, well, I haven't seen it, but like either you're going to like it, don't like it, whatever. This is why this is, you know, that sort of thing. Because you can't depend on the normals reviewing it. You know what I mean? Like the only reason why you can be like, oh, okay, it's good to like read a normal review is that they're either shocked either way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's not much I'm going to be expecting from critics. I have purposely not read anything.
And I don't want to say that, like, this is, I hate when people say, oh, this, you know, critics just won't get this movie. People say that a lot, and I get what they're meaning, but at the end of the day also, like, yeah, some people are, critics tend to not like fun movies in a weird way, where it's like, it's either like hoity-toity, like, you know, Oscar bait.
Except for Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy...
Well, that had the Marvel effect on it, which helped.
And because when you first heard that it was going to get adapted, people just like, really?
They're
okay.
Like, what is that?
That's a thing. And then when they saw it, they're like, they were presently surprised.
But
so,
that also helped that nobody knew what Guardians was. Yeah. Whereas Power Rangers has this... It's so weird to say, it has this stigma around it. And it always has, and it always will be. Yeah. It's not as bad as fans like to make it out to be, you know. Nobody's getting beat up for being a Power Ranger fan anymore. Like,
well, I mean, people see this no different than they see that we just had two crappy Ninja Turtle movies.
Like, yeah, it is
it's
very...
the same exact category to them.
It is
the normals, as you say.
It's interesting that people can compare them in their minds because Power Rangers. I mean, it was Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers.
Ninja Turtle. Michael Bay did those.
He produced.
He produced. Them, yeah.
Oh, he produced. Okay.
Well, I mean, and the critics did admit the first Transformers movie was good, but then everyone
but everything else
was
crap. Yeah.
So, I mean good, all of these
good is,
80s,
good
90s...
Is a generous term.
All these
I mean,
80s,
it was
90s,
a decent movie.
All these 80s, 90s properties are seen pretty much in the same, you know, they're lumped together.
And that's the problem is that I think Power Rangers is going to face some fallout because it's going to be like people exercising some of their feelings about like Transformers on this movie.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be like, oh, it's just another Transformers movie, basically.
Yeah.
And whether it is or not, I mean, who knows? It depends on if we're going to... Although, if we saw the T-Rex or the whole movie, that'd be kind of a thing.
Yes.
But I want to say, and I know that Lisa was talking about this, should people just be spoiling this movie? Like, nothing.
Yo!
Yes. Chill. I like... Yo. Major outlets. Mm-hmm. Hollywood Reporter, BBC, all.
Power Rangers Twitter.
Yeah, wow.
Like, I get, we are so spoiled with, we were so spoiled when, like, the Star Wars movies came out, because, like, there was, like, this contingency, like, all, everybody knew, it's like,
don't you dare,
came together.
I was able to watch 7 and, like, wait, like, a good 8-9 days to see it.
Same.
And not get spoiled at all. And so we forget that before Star Wars it was as bad. It was this bad with the spoilers. It really was. And so now you have these major outlets spoiling things in the article title.
And these are things that are not like, you know, 10 minutes into the movie. These are things that are
deep,
significant
deep
developments in the movie.
Deep.
And,
you know?
And I don't understand. I guess the Power Rangers just gave up and then said, everybody's talking about it. We might as well, too.
But that's my thing. It's just like, yo, Power Rangers Twitter, like, that's unforgivable. Like, Power Rangers Twitter, you can't...
You can control yourself.
You can control yourself. Mm-hmm. And not spoil... Because there are people who are, like myself, who have avoided most, like, 99% of the spoilers.
And, like, look,
I found out one of the spoilers before, like, it was on the internet. So, like, I was like, okay, whatever. I mean, it's not a spoiler to me because I'm like, you know, like, whatever. But everything else, I've been avoiding it. So,
and,
like...
And it's the thing where, for me, it's like, why... And again, people can talk about the spoilers, but your article headline has to not talk about the effing spoiler! Or have a photo or the sub-headline, and it has to be, like, buried under, like a big, like, spoiler.
Exactly!
And then, you know what the problem is, though? Some places will do that, and then people will post it on Facebook, and then they're... post about it.
No, but I mean, of course, that you can't avoid because people are douchebags, but, like, I'm talking about the outlets themselves. You guys should have a, like, why? So you really need clickbait that bad? Like, really?
Honestly, they do, is what it really comes down to. I was just trying to say it without saying anything, but yeah, they do. Is they're looking for something to talk about with the movie. They found something that they think people will talk about, and they went for it. And that's all it was. They can't wait a minute. And some people might say, well, it's good because that means people are getting excited about the movie. I'm like, or you could have just waited for it to come out, had it come out, people hear about it, then they go see it based on what you said. What an idea.
Crazy.
Crazy idea. That's the weird thing. And look, I understand that some people, like, need spoilers for things because if they're like, oh, if this kind of thing happens in the movie, I don't want to be, you know, upset or anything like that. I get that. I do. But this sort of stuff, no.
It is so simple for people to say, listen, if you want to read the spoilers, we'll warn you. If you don't want to read the spoilers, we'll warn you. Just warn people. Then I can have the choice of reading it or not. Not, it's on... I'm scrolling through the Facebook, and the subject of the article is so and so and so and so are in this movie. Like
this plot line happens in the movie.
This thing happens in the movie.
Zordon is in the movie. What?
Like, yeah.
No.
What?
Lies.
Or, you know, it's honestly like at this point it needs to just be like the you won't believe that this happens in the movie. This twist.
See, and that's the thing that I would love.
This normally. We will shock you.
Exactly. You won't believe what happens next. That is what I need. Not like
first,
the
no,
actual
first
answer.
First they morph, the next thing will shock you.
Yeah. Jeez. Like, when they how said, about that clickbait?
When they said it's morphin' time, I cried. But when this happened, I bawled. Like, and that's the thing where people act like, oh, this isn't a spoiler. It's like, shut up. And that's the thing is that they have nothing better to do. Because the only other thing they would have to talk about is their spoiler-free review. Although some places, like, just putting spoilers out before embargo dates. You know, just saying.
Name them!
Bleeding Cool thought it would be... And this is what they do. But it's like, before the embargo date, they were posting all kinds of spoilers. Stuff they may have gotten from people who saw from screenings or whatever. And I'm like, what are you doing? And then there are other... Now, maybe these other outlets had special permission to post things earlier. You know, like Access Hollywood was posting things like a week before. And again, they're Access Hollywood, so who knows. But to me, it's like, you can't just wait with everybody else.
No.
What are you doing?
You have to be first.
First. I waited. Embargo date was 9 a.m. Pacific time on Monday. I waited till it hit 9 a.m. to just post my own super general thoughts about the movie on Facebook. No spoilers. Then I had a bunch of people like asking me for spoilers. I'm like, no. What? I'm not going to give them to you. Like, what? Why? What is that going to... No. 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 Thanks.
He's like, nah.
Nah.
I'm good. Mostly because, one... I think you enjoy the movie better without being spoiled. Spoiler. And in other ways, I feel that I didn't sign anything with Lionsgate, but I felt like, you know, there was an agreement that I wasn't going to spoil the movie.
Mm-hmm. Common courtesy, what?
And really?
I would like to be invited back to other Lionsgate things. Hey, Lionsgate, invite me to your movies. Power Rangers sequel, let's go. I know you're listening. Yes. So invite the whole NPS crew.
That's right. That's right. That'd be great.
Give us our own full day. We're getting like an hour and a half interview with every single cast member.
Literally, that's more than a day.
24 hours, NPS.
I mean, it's just... I don't understand the notion of people asking for sport, wanting to know what happens
before.
Some people,
for like their own, they're like, some people are like legitimately like triggered by certain events in movies, and they're like, is this thing in the movie? Because if it is, I don't want to see it. That sort of thing I get. You know what I mean? Like,
well, then they would ask that. But yeah, but your friends didn't ask you that.
Yeah, some people were just generally like wanting. They were just like, just tell me what happens. And I'm like, no. Okay. And they're like, well, I've already seen the spoilers. I'm like, great.
Good. Go find those people.
And again, you know, there's no super ill will or anything. Just to me, I'm like, I'm not gonna do it. I'm just not gonna do it. I can't do it. And the problem is that with spoilers, especially for this movie, so many things are getting either blown out of proportion or kind of minimalized in the spoilers. And I think to myself, I'm like, oh, that's gonna
mess people up. Yeah, and that's the thing. Why would you want to be spoiled through another person's view?
Yeah, because a lot of them are very sensationalized. A lot of them are very like you, because they need to make a whole article out of it, right? Mm-hmm. And like this happens or this happens, and it's like, no, chill out.
Please color my opinion for me, please.
Yeah, God, and that's the problem, is that I don't want people to go in thinking certain plot points are bigger or smaller than they are, because then Tristan and I were talking about this earlier, where then that colors people's opinions. I'm like, oh, I thought this would be bigger. Oh, now I'm disappointed in the movie. It's like, that's not the movie's fault. That's the spoiler that you read's fault.
Yeah, and the people that you talk to, like, I legit, man, like, this is the.
If you have friends who give out spoilers, they're not your friends. Loose lips, sink ships.
Friends don't let friends spoil Power Rangers.
Although, what I don't need are friends who post fake spoilers on their feed. I don't need that.
Because then that just confuses everything.
I just don't need that. Like,
what were people saying? Or maybe you don't. Know
I'm not even gonna go down that trajectory.
Fair
like,
enough.
I'm just know. It's just like, I get your joke. However, comma.
So you don't want to talk about how the alien rangers bust in at the end and save the day?
So Furbus, man. Furbus shows up, right?
Yeah.
No, I was talking about this earlier, where they have, like, so Masked Rider will be introduced in phase two, and he gets his own movie, and it's just, you know, regular whatever friend in need, you know, Power Rangers is there, they set up his movie. Mm-hmm. But then the effing post-credit scene, you just hear, dun 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 dun, Masked Rider. Dun, 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 dun. And then Furbus comes out. Dax! Boom! Mass Rider will return.
Oh, God.
Because that's what we need in our lives.
Look, if you had to pick one Ameritoku to get spun off.
VR Troopers.
Mystic Knights.
Mine's Mass Rider, legitimately.
VR Troopers.
And I'm not talking about goofy, jokey, super jokey Dax. I mean like friend in need Dax.
Like, no, VR Troopers. All the way.
Why VR Troopers?
All the way.
No, that's a genuine, like, I mean, I love VR Troopers.
All the way.
Is it just because it was closer? Well, I mean, why? Like, just because of...
Because it was closer to what Power Rangers was, only adult people.
Biker Mice from Mars.
Notice how no one said Beetleborgs.
For good reason.
Well, that was my obvious joke answer, so I didn't want to go with it.
Yeah. Beetleborgs, unless you radically redo Beetleborgs, it doesn't work.
It has potential.
Beetleborgs sucks, okay? Yeah. Sorry, everybody who has nostalgia for that garbage show. But the only worse Ameritoku is Kamen Rider Dragon Knight. Dragon Knight.
Worse?
Yes.
Worse?
Yes.
Yes. Because Kamen Rider Dragon Knight pretended it was a good show.
Yeah, like, Beetleborgs is bad, but it's kind of entertaining.
There's no
bad.
There's no
but. No.
Beetleborgs never tries to be more than what it
Dragon
is.
Dragon Knight thinks it's hot crap. And it knows it's not.
It thinks it's amazing. It thinks it's like this deep show.
Yeah.
Like, really well done.
It's sinfully dull.
So, like, here's the thing.
It's alternatively dull and then just bad.
But here's the thing. Like, I guess I'm looking at it another point, or another side, is that I'd rather have somebody who is attempting to do something than rather...
Yeah.
The kitty jokey, like,
oh, so it's like at least you were trying.
Right.
You failed epically.
And there is potential to, like, if it ever got adapted again.
It could be done better.
It could be done better.
So it will be called, the movie will be called Kamen Rider Dragon Knight, subtitled Time and Budget.
Got time.
Got budget. All two the time and budget in the world. Yes, two time, two budget.
Yes. Dragon Knight Tokyo Drift. I'm down.
Honestly, I've always said I would love to watch the Kamen Rider Dragon Knight Japanese dub they did with subtitles. I feel like the show would be better because the acting wouldn't be horrific.
Oh, crap.
Am I wrong? Is Mystic Knights like a weird prequel-y? You would have to do a lot to make Mystic Knights work. Like, I love Mystic Knights, but you would have to do like a weird prequel thing or something.
Mystic Knights.
You gotta get your Irish representation in there. And the one black guy.
Black Irish.
There are black people in Ireland.
Black Irish. Never heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, few and far between, but there are some.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Stupid.
Stop. Well, and also, just from a marketing standpoint, people vaguely maybe remember what VR Troopers and Beetleborgs are in some universe. Nobody remembers Mask Rider.
No.
Dude, no. Tristan and I went out for brunch this morning, and the guy serving us our food, he's like, yo, what's that? He points to the virtualizer. I'm like, oh, it's this thing from VR Troopers. He's like, yeah, VR Troopers.
Was he just trying to get a bigger tip?
Well, no, we'd already tipped by then.
Oh, it's you already gave him the tip.
Yeah, just the tip.
Nice.
Just the tip.
Eiffel Tower with Tristan.
So I didn't know you guys went on a date today. I was dating.
Full mandate.
Tristan very specifically requested we did not go to the same place I took you guys last time. He was like, didn't like that place.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't the biggest fan.
No, I don't blame you.
Of what place?
The North Hollywood Diner. Yeah. That diner place I took you like the night I got you.
Yeah. You don't. It's like dark inside.
Okay. All the pictures on the wall.
I gotcha.
We went to this place that was right by my house. Like, this very, like, tiny, you know, like, brunch-type place.
Yeah.
It was fine. It was great.
But yeah, you know, Tristan and Seamus going out all day.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to, like, you know, let Tristan do it. Then he's like, you know, like, let's go on a movie. I'm like, oh, you're going to take me out. It's like, I'm going to take you on the date. Let's go.
Which one of you cut the hole in the bottom of the popcorn box?
Anyway.
The popcorn. No. I told Tristan before he went to go see the movie, I was like, yo, you gotta message Lisa to let her know that we're in a movie. And then Tristan didn't do it. And then
He did.
Oh, he did?
He did.
No. I told him that. No. I told him earlier. Yeah, I told him earlier, like, when we were leaving my place. And we got to the movie. I'm like, oh, did you message Lisa? He's like, no. I'm like, well, why didn't you? He's like, well, you didn't make it specific that I had to do it. I said, Tristan, message Lisa.
Oh, my God. Tristan.
I did not hear those words.
You are a haunted house.
Oh my God, it was something else. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, Tristan.
Oh,
I love you, Tristan.
Boy.
Although we played the Scott Pilgrim video game for a while, that was fun.
Yeah. Wait, Tristan plays video games?
We played. Yeah. Well, he played one level, and he's like, my thumbs are tired.
Tristan does not exert energy.
Well, I mean. In other ways.
Oh, yeah.
Heyo. Heyo.
Are we Tristan Seamus shipping now? Is that happening?
Yes.
What's the ship name for that?
I mean, it'll be.
What are you talking about?
It'll be.
Tristan?
No! That's not.
Tramus.
Shamton.
Shit. The MPS ships are real.
Yes.
Thank goodness we don't have fans like that. Don't be a fan like that if you're listening.
No.
Too late. No!
Yes. All the shipping.
Yep, the Tramus. It's all about Tramus.
Oh, Tramus.
Tramus.
Hop on board the Tramus.
Yeah, guys, when the power just moved and the Tokyo just bust in at the end. Crazy!
Oh, my goodness.
Choo-choo! Yeah, it was weird when the Ninja Steel cast flipped
out. I know, right? Like, yes. What?
And it was weird because, like, they all had personalities. They weren't terrible.
Really? Right? Like, let me... Okay.
Can we
just have a...
And Chance was there? He was just in the background just chilling?
Yeah,
Can we
And he was black? It was so weird.
Can we... Oh, Simpson, not our Chance.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry. We have a friend named Chance.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Chance.
But, like, Chance. Spelled, Chance. Like, with the... Like, actual word, Chance, not Chance.
Chance.
So what were you about to say about the show? You said we're about to have a moment? About to have
no,
a
we have to have, like a memoriam for a Ninja Steel.
Because no one's ever going to watch it after this movie.
Never going to watch you again, Ninja Steel.
I thought you were about to do the Rick Astley thing.
Me too!
Never going to watch
you again.
Ninja Steel.
Going to shut off the TV.
I'm going to say goodbye.
Ninja Steel.
Gonna sleep it past.
Never gonna. You're gonna. You always made me cry. Gonna say goodbye.
I ain't telling no lies. If you
Ninja Steel. Ninja Steel.
Broke my heart, Judd. Broke my heart.
You broke my heart. We knew each other for so long.
Oh, crap.
My heart was aching. Oh, Lord. Lordy, Lord. I mean, it is interesting to know that nobody, like, if this movie does well, especially, no one's going to care about Ninja Steel. Nobody.
Does anybody care about it now?
Fans
I
do.
I mean, there are some
There
Did you
people.
Rearrange your board? People were like, oh, God this is like episode 8. They're like, oh, I think this was the best episode yet.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
They brought in this new Levi character, really fleshed him out.
He was so good. He's like, he's so well acted.
He was a cowboy. And
he was a cowboy. It's look, you know, if you enjoyed the show, more power to you, man. Like,
lies.
Have fun.
Have fun. Yeah, have fun. Must be nice.
It must be nice. That's what I'm gonna say. Yeah. It must be nice to be able to enjoy a show and not look critically at it.
What's it like to not have standards?
Oh my god.
I mean
some people just enjoy different
Well that's the thing with my Denver Geek reviews now. I have to take a whole new stance on reviewing Power Rangers because I can't say the same thing every week. Mm-hmm. So I was telling Tristan I'm like almost looking at it like every episode from like a more broader franchise perspective. Like how I looked at that Levi episode as just, this is the end of an era for Power Rangers. This is the last episode of Power Rangers before the movie. What does that mean? When it comes back, it's probably going to be a, what was the reaction to the movie and what does that say about the show now? It'll be that kind of discussion and less about the individual, this episode sucks, this episode sucks.
Or you could just start reviewing Zio episodes.
I wish. But there are people who read the reviews. I'm always shocked when people, I'm like, you read it? Really?
They're hoping for something different.
I had a guy comment. He's like, why are you making me think twice about this show?
Because you said, should.
He said, somebody was like, well, that's his job. He's a reviewer. And then they're like, he's like, well, I just feel like more people would like it if they didn't question the show.
Ew, what?
Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah. Just be blind.
People, like, what we were saying this about the movie, Tristan, is that there are going to be some people going to this movie who are going to, I love it! I'm gonna love it no matter what!
Yeah.
Then there are gonna be people who are like, hashtag not my Power Rangers.
Yes.
So many hashtag not my Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're already like, they're not, I mean, we all go in with a certain amount of, I don't want to say baggage, but with our own expectations. But we are, I think you guys, and when I went to see it, we're going in with like, hopefully this will be good. I'm not gonna think that it is gonna be great. I'm like, please be good. That was my overall thought. What about you guys? What's your thought going into the movie right now?
Excited to see it. That's. I just want to see it.
Do you think it's?
Yeah, I just want to see it. Like,
do
I
you
just,
think
I'm
it's
going to
suck? Like, what? Like,
no, I don't think it's going to suck.
I wouldn't use that word.
Transformers 1 level? Like, what are you talking about here? Like, Ninja Turtles level?
Like, I don't even know. I don't even want to put that in the universe because I just don't want to. I just want to go in like.
All fresh?
Fresh.
Yeah. Fresh.
Based on, like, the earlier conversation, all I am at this point is just hoping more Girl Meets World, less Fuller House.
Yeah. I think that is a great thing, because...
And people will accept that and be happy with it and not want their Fuller House.
They won't, like, they didn't... Why didn't... What are things that people want? There's really precious... What do people...
Why is Zach not black?
Yeah, there's a
Simple
lot
enough.
That. Yeah, jeez.
How Why dare Zach not be black?
Except then you all make fun of the fact that Zach was black.
Exactly.
So.
It's like that double-edged sword of like...
Yeah,
you,
there's no way.
Yeah.
There's neon.
It's like, so you really wanted to repeat that again?
Yeah.
You really wanted to have like...
Yeah, it's... I personally thought that was a good decision on their part.
Yeah.
Because you know if
yes.
they had done it, people would have made fun of it.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad they didn't have the Asian as the Yellow Ranger.
Like, they just couldn't have done that in today's climate.
Yeah,
like,
there's
come
no
on.
Way. People would have just thrown a fit. I think it's great what they did. I think it was... I mean, I knew that Jason was going to be white no matter what. It would have been nice if he wasn't, but, you know, mm-hmm. We can't expect too much.
Yeah.
Too much progress. So
too
no,
much
no.
progress.
Well, you can't expect too much.
Well, I mean, okay, well, this has nothing to do with, like, race or whatever, but, like, if you change up stuff, they already knew that they were going to change up
exactly.
Blue... black and yellow. They already knew that. Yeah, so like
someone
if you change up,
get swapped,
yeah, so. if you change up too much,
then people will be like, oh, you're just doing to be PC.
Like it, you know. I understand keeping something regular, which yeah. is fine.
And
so,
I mean, like, technically, the girl who's playing the Pink Ranger is like, isn't she some
she's,
mixed?
Yeah,
Middle
yeah, she's Eastern, a, yeah,
something
she's a,
Middle
yeah.
Like legit, the only white dude is him. Is
yeah.
the red one?
Yeah.
Just like, hey, just like Ninja Steel, there's only one white person on the team.
What is out. What is Jordy? Wait. What is he?
Yeah, well, no.
Jordy? Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Is he? He doesn't. He's not white though. I mean,
he has to be a mixture of something.
Yeah.
Or just has
well,
a really
know,
good tan.
Fair, isn't the guy playing the Yellow Ranger in Ninja Steel? Isn't he something too? He just looks really white, like
Colombian.
Oh right. Yes. I forgot about. Yes. He's some kind of. But you know, like the Hispanic folks, the Spanish folks, you know, they have their certain things that's called white Hispanics and black Hispanics. Like it's a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know. So technically, but of course they're not going to touch up on his Colombian roots.
No,
that's
no,
not happening.
They wouldn't do. Can you imagine if Power Rangers did an episode about how he's like white Hispanic? They would never do that.
Never.
Although that would be super cool. If they
I mean,
he needs to bring in his tamales.
I'm going to take my tamales and leave. Can you imagine if they had a food festival at their school and he's like, I brought tamales, and somebody was like, wait a minute, aren't you white? And he's like, whoa. Excuse me.
Excuse you.
No, Brody could say that because he's an idiot. He's like, yeah. I'm from space.
Yeah. Don't be mean to me. Don't be spacist.
But he's not from space. He was born on the Earth.
Whatever.
He was naturalized space.
Yes.
Assimilated space.
Yes.
But man, we are making Ninja Steel more interesting than
it
really is.
You could make Ninja Steel better just with.
That's our go-to line when samurais and mega forces and Ninja Steels are around.
Just
make
the show better.
Make Power Rangers.
Emily murdered her sister. She did.
She did. Hardcore murder.
Like I legit don't remember the original plot of our.
Of what that
of
was
what, where that came from, yeah.
No, because
don't
Emily's
remember.
Sister was sick, and that's why she couldn't be the Yellow Ranger.
Sick.
So Emily took her place.
Oh, right. Yes.
And then the thing was, like, she was so sick, and then I think Jer made the joke because I remember listening to NPS at the time, and it was like, oh, well, she made her sick, you know.
Yeah.
She's a cold, and then that just spiraled into cold blooded
yeah.
murder.
Yeah.
And then she had to write letters to herself from her sister.
Right. Yes. Okay. I remember this. Yes.
And then no, yeah, I know. Yeah, because in the Christmas flashback episode, she's like typing an email.
Yes.
From her sister.
Mm-hmm. Covering up my tracks.
Yeah. So, but we don't need any murderers from Samurai.
Oh. That's like, yeah, it's like, I can't now say that, like,
we can't joke about this anymore. Like, this is not a joke anymore.
No, and it's like, I can't talk about how, what was it, like, how I loved Mentor in Samurai. I'm like, oh, can't love him anymore.
Yeah. Can't love him anymore either.
Nope.
He's loving too much.
Oh. All right. Can we just go back and, like, CGI in James Galen as Mentor? That'd be great. Thanks.
Jesus, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, if anything came out about James Galen...
I know, I would be no. so
I
sad.
Am done no. with the show.
My emotions will be mixed.
It would, yes. My body will not be fine.
Yes.
We need to get James Gale on the show and be like, let's just talk about that for 5 hours. Yes. Like, get him to a con. No, Jared and I have already committed that if he shows up to a con like PMC, we're going to dress up as him from those music videos.
Yes. That has to happen.
That is the real cosplay.
And we'll be like, we did this for you.
Yes.
Because you're the greatest.
Take all your Green Ranger suits, throw them in the trash. This is the real cosplay.
Don't even bother dressing up as... someone else can dress up as Mason F. and Truman.
Yes.
Someone can dress up as
That's
him.
Fair. Tristan can be Mason F. and Truman.
Yes. Oh, no. Or you can dress up as Scott, go up to him and be like, hey, Dad. Why don't you love me? Isn't this so weird that the hills in California are so green now?
Isn't that wacky? How is this California?
I mean, you know, having rain.
I know.
Helps.
And, like, it was raining really consistently for like 2-3 weeks.
And like flooding actually happened, right?
It did.
Yeah.
It was really. I mean, especially up north,
but this,
it was really bad.
This looks more like southeast.
Right?
Right? Like.
The hills are alive.
Like, well, I mean, it's more like Kentucky, actually.
It's why I joked we should go back to Kennethon Park.
Like, this legit. Yes. Get the real experience. The green experience.
Tristan and I actually drove past it on the way to the movie. It was...
Not the poop brown experience.
It was so bad, man. Kenneth, I mean, three out of the four locations being good was fine, but...
Yeah.
Oof. Rough. Rough times. Oh, man.
Oh, goodness gracious. How far along are we?
30 minutes.
All right. Oh, Jake, 30 more minutes of recording.
Jake
hey.
Said he's not going to come.
Okay. Is he tired?
Yeah, he said he's cool if we want to hang out afterwards, but...
He's pooped.
Yeah, he said he was up till since like 5 his time, which is, you know, add an extra couple hours. You guys time travel when you come over here, you know?
We do.
I was literally confused because my phone was giving me updates from like wrestling tonight. And I'm like, why are you giving me updates? 5 o'clock. You can save
2 minutes by
taking some. Yeah.
Why are you telling me who won the title match? I don't. Oh.
Oh, right. Because we're in behind times. We've been left behind.
You ever watch those movies? They're terrible.
It's horrible.
They're terrible. Kirk Cameron's the worst.
Kirk Cameron is the worst.
So he'll be cast as a mentor next year. Great. Good to know. I remember... Okay, this is vaguely related to superhero stuff. Does anybody remember watching the video series Bible Man?
No.
Bible Man! No?
I watched like an episode or two.
Well, because my mom was the librarian at our church growing up. So I watched all the VHS tapes she got. And one of them was Bible Man, which was like a kid's, like, Jesus superhero. And the episodes were whatever. They were direct-to-VHS stuff for kids. Wasn't great. But I remember his transformation sequence where he's like, put on the full armor of God.
Yes, I remember
that. And then he goes, you know, shield of salvation, sword of the spirit, breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace. And
what is he, a tattooed teenage alien fighter from yes. Beverly Hills?
I mean, he actually looked better than the tattooed teenage alien fighters from Beverly Hills. I'll give him that. And then he's like, all right, you know, I'm going to take the tunnel bike, and he runs out. Then his sidekick, his black sidekick, of course, is like, he almost looks to the camera and he says, now that's what I call dressed and confessed.
Yes. I love it so much. No, my church's little library area had the most infamous comic book that you can find online.
Oh, was it the
Hanzi, the girl who loved her swastika.
What?
That is a real comic book.
What?
I thought you were about to say the comic book on Dungeons and Dragons.
No. Hanzi, the girl who loved her swastika.
Never saw
no,
that.
No. Hold on. Wait. What could that possibly be about? That is in.
Like, yeah, give us your hot take.
I can't remember all of the details, but I feel like at the end she actually did come to Jesus and realize that loving the swastika might not have been the best idea.
Don't love the swastika, but love Jesus.
But why is that the title?
It's an eye-grabbing title, to be fair.
It is.
I mean, you know, right?
Come on, Hanzi.
Little Hanzi.
I'm gonna find out.
Yo, I just have VeggieTales. Like, I don't know.
Oh, I have VeggieTales. VeggieTales was great. They had Larry Boy. It was awesome. VeggieTales. Yeah, like, and I think everybody agrees. Everybody who was forced to watch all those VHSs as a kid, they all agree that VeggieTales is pretty solid.
Yeah, like, I'd ride or die with VeggieTales, man. You know, but not Hanzi. I never heard of Bible Man. I'm sorry.
Was VeggieTales religious?
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't even.
Because they weren't so beat you over the head.
Right. It. But they were totally like, you know, they would. Yeah. How is this? No. Jeremy is showing the cover of
this.
Oh
my God. Hanzi. It's actually not terribly drawn either. Is it a comic?
Yes. It's a full comic.
Oh, I thought it was a book.
It costs 39 cents.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
no.
God.
No.
Getting saved. 39 cents.
No.
Let's go.
All the full comic is available.
No.
What?
The full comic.
Hey, I'm going to say, by the way, update. So I went to that Power Rangers art show the other day at...
The monster show?
No, I didn't go to that one. I went to the one at Meltdown Comics.
Oh, okay.
And there are people there who are fans of NPS.
Word.
Yeah, I had a couple people come up. One guy, he's like, yo, I just listened to the most recent episode. That Oscar talk was amazing.
Pretty much the show. That was pretty much it.
Love it.
And there were some people, they're like, oh yeah, man, I love the show. I think I said on the show about the guy who said his first episode was the Dino Supercharged finale. I'm like, what a time to start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What a time to be alive.
I was going to say, yep.
We were all there. Do you remember where you were when you watched the Dino Supercharged finale? I do.
Would you like to hear some of Hanzi?
No.
No.
Oh, my God.
Not at
no,
all.
No, thank you.
No, no, no.
No, thank you.
Don't do it.
Like,
do
legit, no, no. Like, no. Like, I'm really serious.
Don't do it.
I'm going to find some good stuff.
Oh, you're killing me.
So,
What I thought was great about that art show was there wasn't a lot of stuff, but at least so much of it wasn't from MMPR. There was a park cat drawing for Cafe.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
There was a really good Elgar one, like straight up, like amazing drawing.
Okay.
Because it was.
Oh no, this is the Meltdown one. So yeah. This is the, like, just various.
Yeah,
whatever.
Just various.
Okay.
There was an Astronomer one that was done over like via the Psycho Ranger data card.
Okay.
Really cool looking. There was a Dino Charge blue one, of course. And I'm trying to think of some of the other pieces. There was like, this was MMPR, but there was like a stained glass one.
Oh.
Like stained glass with like the Rangers. It was like something you'd see in a church. It
yeah.
was like Zordon.
Like different mediums. Like,
yeah.
I like when there's different mediums that are used.
Yes.
You
yes.
know?
It was super great. It was super delightful. No, there was no Ninja Steel.
But I mean, we're getting highbrow right now. Like, we, you know, we get art shows.
We do. I mean,
granted, it's Saban like, yo, bro.
Do it.
Do it. And then.
But they're taking it.
But right.
But they're right. Yeah, I talked to the guy who put together the show, and they're like, yeah, you know, it's good for us. It's good for them. I thought it was interesting that they said, they're like, oh, yeah, like, before the show, the Saban people came and, like, bought a bunch of the pieces.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. That sucks.
For their own. Well, I mean, it's not that, like, they took them out. They just bought them so nobody else could buy them.
No, no, I understand that, but that sucks. Like, what if people want to buy it?
What if Edgar comes in and wants to buy them all?
Well, he did buy.
He did buy some of them. He bought the Astronomer one, I know that.
I just had a flashback, because I remember this is the one line I always quoted with my friends.
No.
It's not insulting.
What is it?
Americans, they're all gum-chewing gangsters.
Okay.
All right. When was this written?
Not too long after the. Actually, I think it's in the 70s.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that art style.
That was her impression of all Americans. But she is coming to Jesus, guys.
Okay, good to know.
It's cool. She's figuring it out.
You know, okay. You know what show really needs to be incorporated into the larger Power Rangers canon? Tattoo Evangelion Fighters from Beverly Hills.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%.
I mean,
have you watched it? Like,
I watched it when it was.
It's new.
Yes, yeah. On. Yes, on USA Network. So don't even try. Don't even try to play. All right?
And
I remember back in the day where, like, when it was on for real, and I went over to my cousin's house, and my cousin, he's a few years older than me. Oh, no, he's actually 4 years older than me. So not too much. But still, like, when you're younger, like, that's like an eternity. And so I'm staying over at his house, and I'm just like, oh, wait, I need to turn on the TV because, you know, my show's coming on. He's like, what show? Tattoo Teenage. He's like, that's my show too. So, like, we had a common bond with the Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters, right? So, like, you know, I just liked when they were not fighting. Like, I mean, when they were not in their.
Because it was basically just like a kind of crappy sitcom is what it was. It really heavily leaned on the sitcom element.
Yeah. It was a little... It reminded me a little of... What was also at the time on was USA High. On USA Network.
Mm-hmm.
And so it reminded me a little bit of that with Power Rangers.
Mm.
So... But yeah, Google it, USA High.
And you know, I will say that Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills is the only toku that I can think, Ameritoku anyway, off the top of my head, that I can think of that has a gender balanced team, two guys and two girls.
That's true.
So, you know, breaking ground.
And look, the black guy's smart. Oh!
And although, they're much like Billy, they tried to disguise how jacked he was.
Right.
We need to bring back is Los Luchadores.
Los Luchadores!
Yes.
We're alien fighters.
Where are they from?
The Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills.
One more time.
The Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills.
know what's really great in the first episode where they don't have the narration? Like, the song has, like, a full verse.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The chorus.
Yeah, yeah. Like, just how, like, when Fresh Prince of yeah. Bel-Air, like, the first episode, like, it, like, did the whole
thing.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it so much. And also, in the show itself, they have fight songs. Like, I mean, they're not Ron Wasserman level, but they have, like, songs with lyrics during their fights. Like, where's that Power Rangers? Where's that, you know?
No, dead, instead you just use Dino Charge instrumentals. Yes.
I remember in Megaforce when they played the Samurai theme, they actually used the lyrics. Rangers together, Samurai forever.
That was an homage, because the anniversary.
Yeah, homage.
Right?
Homage, yeah, in Megaforce, where they weren't doing those. Yeah.
Uh-huh, you know.
But it was the 20th year. Yeah, homage.
Yep, mm-hmm.
It's always an homage.
Super legit.
Always an homage.
Always. Well, always.
We'll close that for now, because we're recording.
It's you know, it's fascinating to me that you mentioned Los Luchadores, and literally the only people who remember Los Luchadores are Power Rangers fans who remember ads for it during Power Rangers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey,
pretty much.
Let's play the not get run over.
Every time I think about it though, I want to say Mucha Lucha.
Oh, Mucha Lucha was a way better show. Mucha Lucha. That's all I remember about
man.
The show.
But you know, like later on when it was on Jetix.
Yeah.
And
Power Rangers or Los Luchadores?
No, Power Rangers.
Jared, they need to incorporate Los Luchadores into Lucha Underground.
Yes.
Team up.
Yes. Now you work for Dario.
Yeah, Dario is like, I need to bring in the greatest fighters.
They would totally do that.
Lobo Forte and Turbine, wasn't it?
Yes. Jeez.
Oh my god. And then there was the girl.
Chick with hearts. Something hearts. Something hearts, yeah.
Yeah, so you were saying Lisa Sari?
What was I saying? When it was on Jetix, I remember the promos for Puka.
Oh my, the little Puka ad,
yes.
In the corner that's like a third of the screen.
Don't forget to play your Jetix card game, kids.
Oh my god.
But Puka was kind of cool. Like,
Puka was cute.
Puka was cute.
I have no idea what Puka is.
Puka in my...
It was a cute show.
Like,
it was very
if
cute.
You, like, no, it was a decent show. Like, I mean, it's not like... rocket science, but I mean, it was pretty decent.
Well, yeah, because everybody talks about the fire. I remember all the other ones being advertised. I remember Super Monkey Team Hyper Force.
Oh, yes, that was my show. That was honestly, because Puka was more like Kitty or whatever, but Super
Monkey
Robot
Team.
Monkey Team or whatever it's called.
Super Monkey Team Hyper Force Go.
Whatever it's called.
Obviously.
It had that Powerpuff Girl aesthetic.
Yes.
And it was kind of decent. Like,
yeah, I wasn't breaking any barriers, but
right.
it was solid.
Super Robot Monkey Team, Hyper Force Go! Something, 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 and something, something. Super Robot Monkey Team, Hyper Force Go!
Because I remember all these shows being advertised. I remember Witch, that was on around the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Which was fun.
It was okay.
The second season was better, because it was done by Greg Weissman, who did Gargoyles and stuff.
Gargoyles. That's how the song goes, right, Tristan?
Yes.
Gargoyles.
We are gargoyles and we're gonna save the world. God, what were the other Jetix shows or the early ABC Family ones? Because remember when they used to run Best of Power Rangers like all day, every
yeah.
day on ABC Family?
So,
King for a Day.
Yeah.
Again.
King for a Day had to be played five. A billion times.
But never where in the world is Zero Ranger 5.
Exactly. Not what led up to it. No. No.
Why would you do that? That only makes sense.
That would make too much sense.
Oh, crap. We're close to your house now, right?
We're like 15, 20 minutes away.
Oh, crap.
15.
I could never live.
And this is the back street. The back street.
Back street's back. All right.
Oh my god, you're back again.
I'm all back again. Brother, sisters, everybody say. I'm gonna ring the bell, I'll show you how. I got a question for you, but answer now. Hey. Okay, I'm not gonna sing the rest.
Are you original?
I know the rest, but I'm not gonna sing it.
Are you the only one, Tristan? Yeah.
Are you
sexual? Yeah. Are you
everything you need?
Better rock your body now.
Everybody. Yeah. Rock your body. Yeah. Everybody. rock your body, rock your body, rock. I'm skipping to the end. Everybody, rock your body. Everybody, everybody, rock your body. Everybody, rock your body. Everybody, back streets, back. All right.
There you
yep,
go.
This is what you get, guys. This is what you get.
This is NPS off show.
Yes, this unplugged.
Is unplugged.
That's what you get. So
in all those times we're not going to talk about Power Rangers, you know, you're going to get. Is this what you're going to get? Yes.
We're going to get mini jam sessions.
NPS the musical.
I mean, well, it works better in person when you don't have the Skype lag.
Yes.
This is true.
You get people like one person starts, another person starts, and it's like so off time.
Yes.
Then Seamus goes all Max Headroom on us.
We
catch. Rock your
body.
Catch the wave.
Oh, man.
Right now, we are currently in Studio City. Wonderful place. Great place. Love it.
There's only been about 4 minutes of the time that you've been driving where you've been going fast enough that I can't catch Pokemon.
Really?
Yes.
Have you been trying to catch Pokemon?
Well, yeah, because you have stuff I don't have.
Oh, that's right. Oh, and they released all the new ones, too. Right?
Yeah, you got that creepy little pink pit bull
this
thing.
This is where I turn off the recording.
No, don't turn it off. Don't turn it off. People want to know. People like Pokemans.
Yes.
They love Pokemans.
They love all of the Pocket Monsters.
Oh my gosh.
Pokemon are the champions.
We were in Lexington, right?
So there was a good about
7 of us or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we finally sat down and we were waiting for our food. Or did we eat already? I forget which
one. We already had food.
And so half of the table
was
trying to be, you know, regular citizens of United States of America, and the other half were
questioning our patriotism.
And the other half were delinquents playing their Pokemans on their phones.
Yeah, don't be that person on the phone during a meal.
But we were all doing it, so technically we were the majority.
No, you were not all doing it. It was 3 of you doing it, and you
all already left. So technically, we were the majority.
Who?
Grace had already left, so you're technically the majority.
No. There were 6 of us, so there was no majority. There was 3 of you who were being delinquents, and the rest of
them.
Yes. So, Pokemon Go can go F itself. How about that?
When are we going to put out Power Rangers Go?
Yes.
Now, when you put out the Power Rangers Go, now we're talking.
What would you do?
Like, Pokemon Go can go screw itself. I mean, you know why?
Wild Hector David Jr. has appeared.
a shiny Roger Velasco. Carlos.
It'll be easy to catch Ricardo Medina.
Hector David.
But he's only in one space.
Oh no, Hector hurt himself in his confusion.
Some of them are really rare to find. You know, you can only find Amy Jo in very select places. Mm-hmm.
Some of them are all over the place. Steve Cardenas.
Mm-hmm. Archie K.O., it's like you just have to go watch like a CBS show. You'll be fine.
But I've always resented Pokemon because when Power Rangers... Oh, yeah.
Oh, the thing that took down Power Rangers?
Oh, yeah. Because Power Rangers was the thing, and then Pokemon came out, and everyone's like, oh, about the Pokemon, and Pikachu. I'm just like, screw yourself. So, like, I've always...
I don't get that because I didn't resent Power Rangers for taking down Ninja Turtles.
Did you?
Because you're a smart person.
But didn't you once say that you resented Voltron for that thing people always said?
I resented Voltron because people...
Islands again!
Because people that were older than me in school would swear up and down that Power Rangers was a Voltron ripoff.
And it so wasn't. Like, good lord.
And I didn't know about Sentai at the time, so I was I don't know how to defend myself.
By the way, I watched all of OG Voltron recently. It sucks!
It's Sven. Hey.
It is Sven. It is Sven. I'm here. God.
This is my convincing accent.
Man, dude, we should review Voltron on the show.
Oh, sugar! Girl!
What are you doing?
Girl!
We should review Voltron on the show, because it's an actual good robot hero show.
Women, there's a place that's called The Photoshop? Really?
Yep.
Really?
Hey, we could go back to the food collection if you want.
Was that a place on Lexington?
It's in the actual LAX.
Oh, yeah.
All of their restaurants together, the food collection.
The food collection.
And by all of their restaurants, I mean like 2.
Yeah.
One called Loteria.
And then there's another one called Breakfast, Lunch, Dinner, because that's...
Yeah. May as well just call it All the Food.
Yeah, All the Food.
I don't want to eat a place called The Lottery. Like, I don't want to do
that. Yeah, like, it's like, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah. That's shady. Shady AF.
Could this food kill you? You don't know. You're going to play the odds, kid. Roll the dice.
Hey.
Oh, snake eyes, you're dead.
You might be eating snake eyes. You don't know.
Oh.
Everything is different here. There's a really great animation place over there that sells animation cells that I sometimes go to. I never buy anything. I just look at everything.
Freeloader.
Yeah, I was supposed to say, like, you're one of those. Oh, one of those.
One of those, whatever. You guys know in my place I've got animation cells hanging up. I like art. By the way, I forgot to shrink my photos, guys. I'm just going to warn you now. I know, I'm sorry.
Killing
How dare
me.
You.
Killing me, Smalls.
But there's a photo of you guys on the wall.
Now did you? Aww.
Tristan saw it already, so you got the spoilers.
Is it also on Dance Wall?
Okay, so your roommate did I misremember or maybe misrecalling that, like, one of your roommates is not there anymore or something?
No, same people.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so fine, folks of listening to MPS, you're about to get the Seamus's, how Seamus live is where he's living now.
Seamus Cribs.
So when I first came out to LA, I was like, I need to find a place. So I went to go, you know, look at different places. And this was the first place I looked at. And I asked the people living there. I said, what do you want in a roommate? And then I asked, what do you not want in a roommate? And they said, well, we've had some interesting roommates before. And I'm like, oh, really? What's that about? They said, well, the first person we had was a prostitute that operated out of the room. And we'd come home and there'd just be a line of guys just waiting their turn. Which, like, when you think about that for a minute, it's like, wait, what?
Yeah, wow.
And they said, so we had to kick her out. Second guy, he seemed fine. Then one day, we came home, and we had a communal DVD player, and there was something in the DVD player. What do you think was in the DVD player?
Crap, what was it?
A slice of bologna.
Any guesses, Tristan?
No.
It was an Al-Qaeda recruitment video!
Hey! No!
Whoa!
No!
Whoa!
No!
So, they said, you gotta go!
To jail?
So, whatever happened... And then the third guy died. Not in the room. He was just an old man.
Okay.
But, you know what they found in his room? They found out he was a gay Nazi fetishist. Bring it all back.
Wait. A gay
Nazi fetishist.
What?
He had, like, Nazi outfits.
Pile.
Jeez. like the jack boots, the hat. And I'm like, that's some cognitive dissonance right there. Like,
what?
How does that work? I mean, geez.
So then they came up to you and said, listen.
And no, so then they said after they heard all that, after I heard all that, they said, so.
Bar is low.
Don't be a prostitute that operates out of the room. I said, thank you for that distinction. I could be a prostitute as long as I didn't do it in the room. Second, don't be a terrorist. Uh-huh. Don't be a terrorist and don't die. And I'm like, I feel like I can do all of those
I mean,
things.
You can't promise the last one, but still.
Yeah, I can try. I can try my best.
Yeah.
So, that's how I got the place that I'm living in now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Bar low. And I'm just rocking it.
Wow. These prices for gas just keep climbing.
Yeah, $3.35.
$3.30. More than a dollar more than it is for me.
And like I said, when we go into Los Angeles tomorrow, there are places that it will probably be four.
How?
That's kind of ridiculous.
How does anybody live here?
It's very difficult. You live with people who lived with a prostitute, a terrorist, and a
That seems like it's a show.
That is a show. Whoa. It's a prostitute, terrorist, and a dead guy. Yeah! Coming this fall, CBS.
No, the dead guy is not the ringer. That's not the hook.
That's not the hook? What's the hook?
The Nazi fetishist.
Yes. The gay Nazi fetishist. The dead gay Nazi fetishist. What a time.
What was that Hitler sitcom that was on the...
Heil Honey, I'm Home. Oh, yeah.
I watched the one episode. I thought it would be like in super poor taste. There wasn't any poor taste jokes in it. It was just like a dumb sitcom that just happened to star Hitler.
Better or worse than Whoops?
Whoops was better because it had Kalon Derricks, a.k.a. Remy from Sliders.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about this Whoops.
Oh, Whoops was a sitcom on Fox. Remember, super comedy, the whole thing. It was, oh, the world just ended. Explosions, nuclear bombs. I lived because the paint on my car was lead-based. And I was at an ATM or something like that.
And you know where they shot the exterior locations? Vasquez Rocks.
Yeah, so it's literally like four or five people just trying to survive in this world where everybody's dead. And then, like, Santa shows up.
What?
Yes. Like, there was, like, five or six episodes that and on Fox. And, you know, it was the beginning days of Fox when they were just throwing anything on the air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not recent.
Yeah.
No, God, no.
Because, honestly, like, when that came out, it probably came out at, like, the same time as Married with Children, and people probably thought they both were going to fail.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then Married with Children lasted for, like, nine seasons or something.
Right.
Love and marriage.
Mm-hmm. Whoops. The world ended.
What are you going to do? That's the weird thing where with Heil Honey, I'm Home is that, like, it sounded like it would be a great, like, SNL sketch, right? Mm-hmm. It'd be like, oh, like, here's a super tasteless sitcom. That would be a fun sketch. It's not a show.
No. Oh. I think in the first episode of Whoops, they fought, like, a giant spider or something.
Oh, because they had a budget then.
But it was, you know, it was the obvious, just make it bigger and make the actors smaller. Right. And they're just standing there like, I have a stick in my hand and I'm moving around a little bit.
There's no eye line. What are you going to do? Yeah.
Yes.
I am interested, going back to Power Rangers, a little crazy, is that I ordered that Power Rangers Aftershock comic, the one that, like, apparently takes place after the movie. Mm-hmm. I'm really interested to see how that goes. I hope it's good.
We should probably, because, I mean, granted, we ain't talking about Ninja Steel. So,
we should probably talk about that, right?
Yeah. A little bit.
So are we going to do an after movie podcast? Is that happening? Like, right after the movie?
Yeah.
Of course. All right.
Hell yeah. Just know that, like, you know, we're going to get back to my place at, like, who knows, like, 11 p.m. at night. So we just gotta, like, not be loud.
Oh.
I know.
Doing the car!
I mean...
Might as well.
I mean, Lisa, you should see how this sounds.
Yeah. But I mean, also... I'll have my recorder... Well, will I? I can leave my recorder in the car.
Oh, I can hold on to it.
Oh, yeah, because you are... Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, because I mean, it's not a secret. I'm not going to be at the premiere, just because I've already seen the movie, and we also couldn't get me in there. But I've seen it already, so it's not that big a deal. So I'm excited to hear you guys retell the story of everything on air. It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys bring anything for the Power Rangers cast to set?
No.
My chest.
Your chest.
Yes.
I told...
you get the belly button movie.
I told Jake to bring... Jake was asking me, like, oh, what should I get them to sign? And I said, if Elizabeth Banks is there, you should have her sign an empty bottle of ibuprofen.
But,
Yep. Do you get it?
Hey.
Do you get it?
He made the joke with the thing.